Welcome to the Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast, your go-to source for the latest updates and insights in the automotive industry. I'm your host, Mario Gear, and in today's episode, we delve into the dynamic world of automotive news, covering the most pressing topics and innovations shaping the industry. In our latest episode, we explore the range of captivating stories that highlight the resilience and processes within the automotive sector. Bendix suppresses worker safety goal, or surpasses worker safety goal. Discover how Bendix is leading the charge in prioritizing worker safety and achieving remarkable milestones in workplace safety standards. Then, Audi Porsche begins releasing vehicles to the U.S. dealers. Learn about the latest developments as Audi and Porsche navigate through custom delays and start rolling out their highly anticipated vehicles to dealerships across the United States. ASE Education Foundation, Good Guys, continue partnership. Explore the enduring collaboration between the ASE Education Foundation and Good Guys, driving excellence in automotive education and fostering the next generation of skilled professionals. Ford to pay $365 million over import tariff evasion. Dive into the details of Ford's recent settlement as they address concerns over attempts to circumvent U.S. import tariffs, reflecting on the implications for the industry as Cadillac teases V-Series electric concept. Get a sneak peek into the future of electrification with Cadillac, tantalizing teasers of their upcoming V-Series electric concept, hinting at the thrilling evolution in performance and sustainability. Join us as we unpack these compelling narratives and provide insightful commentaries on the latest happenings in the automotive realm. So buckle up and tune in to GearVlogs Automotive Podcast for your weekly dose of automotive excellence. In our first story, today we are delving into Bendix's latest announcement regarding worker safety statistics. Bendix, a leading provider of safety solutions for commercial vehicles, has revealed encouraging results in the workplace safety performance. The company measures its safety performance annually using the total case incident rate, or TCIR, which calculates the total number of recordable injuries per 100 workers per year. The assessment showcases Bendix's ongoing commitment to prioritizing the safety and well-being of its employees across its various facilities. By diligently tracking and evaluating safety metrics, Bendix aims to continuously improve its safety protocols and ensure a secure work environment for all workers. This announcement comes as a testament to Bendix's dedication to maintaining high safety standards and fostering a culture of safety awareness among its workforce. By recognizing the importance of proactive safety measures, Bendix demonstrates an unwavering commitment to health and safety of its employees. As Bendix continues to prioritize worker safety, it sets a commendable example of industry, highlighting the significance of investing in comprehensive safety initiatives to safeguard employees and enhance overall workplace well. Every corporation or company should be adopting this procedure, but bottom line problem most likely is like, what kind of cost savings or insurance initiatives on their workplace comp coverage for implementing these things? I'm sure they're probably getting a favorable discount rates for their insurance coverages in this instance. So yeah, comment down below what you guys think. On to our next. Today we're delving into the delayed arrival of certain Audi and Porsche vehicles at U.S. dealerships. Reports indicate that a customs delay at ports have been primary cause for the backlog, resulting in a wait for customers. This delay is attributed in part, allegedly built using forced labor, prompting heightened scrutiny and restrictions on ports. Consequently, Audi and Porsche have faced logistic challenges in ensuring timely delivery of their vehicles to dealerships across the country. Despite these setbacks, both Audi and Porsche remain committed to addressing the issues and mitigating further delays. The companies are working diligently to navigate the complex regulatory landscape and expedite the arrival of vehicles for their customers. As customers eagerly anticipate the arrival of their Audis and Porsche vehicles, the companies continue to provide updates and assurances regarding the resolution of the customs delay. Efforts are underway to streamline the process and ensure a smoother delivery experience for all parties involved. Yeah. Forced labor? Comment below what you thought of that statement in the article. It's obviously could have been supply chain issues. This one's got me scratching my head. So, yeah, let's think on that one for a bit and give me your thoughts in the comments down below. Let's move on to our next story. In automotive education news, the ASE Education Foundation and Good Guys Rod and Custom Association have reaffirmed their partnership to promote industry education and career. This collaboration aims to showcase the diverse career paths available in the transportation sector. Through joint efforts, the ASE Education Foundation and Good Guys will continue to engage with students, educators, and industry professionals. Their focus remains on highlighting opportunities within the automotive industry and addressing the shortages of skilled automotive service professionals. This partnership extends beyond awareness building as it actively involves local high schools in identifying and recruiting students interested in automotive careers. By providing exposure to various career options, the initiative aims to inspire the next generation of automotive professionals. As automotive technology continues to evolve, initiatives like these are crucial in fostering talent and ensuring a skilled workforce for the future. The ongoing collaboration between the ASE Education Foundation and Good Guys underscores their commitment to shaping the industry, automotive industry's workforce and promote career opportunities. Yeah, as someone who basically falls in the line along those lines, yeah, back during my high school days, yeah, I spent my last 2 years, junior and senior years, attending a vocational training school for my skill set, and utilize that for my endeavor. And obviously, this growing landscape today, now that we're pushing, you know, the landscape, automotive industry landscape is pushing towards electrification, there's going to be a higher need for more continuous training for current technicians as well as up-and-coming technicians to get these skill sets and partnerships with manufacturers and other suppliers and schools and training institutes. Yeah, comment down below your thoughts. Have you attended any kind of skilled trade schools versus going to a traditional four-year college degree for education? Yeah, and I'm going to be, in my own personal opinion, college is not for everyone, and I'll be the first one to raise my hand that college wasn't for me, even when it was a junior college. Yeah, it still gets me. A U.S. history class and the professor issues a book that's in half French Canadian, the other half in English. So it's like, how the heck am I supposed to pass that class? I digress. Let's move on to the next story. In recent regulatory news, Ford Motor Company has agreed to pay a substantial settlement of $365 million to resolve allegations of tariff evasions in the U.S. The settlement follows accusations that Ford violated federal tariff laws by misclassifying and understating the value of imported vehicles. Okay. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, Ford's actions constituted a scheme to avoid paying the appropriate duty rates for cargo vehicles. Instead of paying a 25% duty rate, Ford allegedly understated the value of its imports by imports to pay a lower bait and switch, whatever. Despite the settlement, Ford has not admitted liability for the allegations. The automaker closed out the case without accepting any wrongdoing, highlighting its commitment to resolving the matter without further legal escalation. This settlement underscores the importance of compliance with import regulations and the consequences of failing to adhere to tariff laws. As automotive companies navigate complex trade landscapes, adherence to regulatory standards remain essential to avoid significant financial penalties and legal prosecution. And we all, personally, I think, not just because of the tariff violations, but you remember a while back, VW had that little issue with the, they called Dieselgate. Remember how they were circumventing the emission testing systems programming on their diesel Volkswagen vehicles? Well, you know, the DOJ fines and BMW or VW was hit with showcased to the U.S. government that, hey, we have ourselves a new cash cow that we can rely on. So why do you think all of these now they're going after being more restrictive about EPA regulations and going after automakers for the slightest alleged insights? It's basically, in my opinion, a big cash grab for the government. So, yep, let's move on to worry. And our last story. Cadillac recently unveiled a teaser for its latest concept, the Opulent Velocity V6 vehicle. This concept makes Cadillac's entry into the realm of luxury electric performance cars, combining opulence with high-speed capabilities or capacities. The Opulent Velocity concept aims to showcase Cadillac's commitment to innovation and luxury in the electric vehicle market. It represents a significant step forward for the brand, signaling its intention to compete with other luxury automakers in the EV segment. With the Opulent Velocity V-Series, Cadillac is blending its renowned sense of opulence with the power and efficiency of electric. This concept is poised to redefine the perception of electric cars, offering a compelling combination of luxury, performance, and sustainability. As the automotive industry continues its shift towards electrification, Cadillac's Opulent Velocity V-Series concept signals the brand's readiness to embrace the future of mobility. Stay tuned as Cadillac reveals more details about this exciting electric vehicle concept. So, what do you guys think about any of these stories? Ford getting slapped on the wrist, $365 million. I know somebody else is paying a little more than that for a court case that's definitely going to be, hopefully, or if anything, Eighth Amendment violations. But that's another story and a totally different subject matter. Yeah, and then obviously you got Ford with the tariffs. ASE Foundation and the Good Guys Rod Custom Show partnership continuing and promoting the advancement of, getting skilled labor into the trades, as well as Cadillac with their new concept vehicle entering into the market, to just name a few. Comment down below what you guys think of any of these stories. I'd like to hear from you guys. Yeah, if you're not already following me on Spotify, please do. Currently, I'm under 10 subscribers right now, and I like to try to increase it every week, you know, by at least maybe double what the previous week was. So whatever the current standard is, I think it's we're at 6 subscribers on Spotify. Possibly, let's see if we can get it to 12 by next week, by end of next week. So let's try to shoot for that if you can do me a favor. As well as if you're not already follow me on all my other platforms. The little links to them should be flowing through here, so you can check them out. As well as you can find them all on the show notes down below. And thanks for stopping by, and be sure to catch me next time. I release this 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can find me on Spotify, or any of your other pod site listening platforms, as well as on YouTube. Till then, bye, and be sure to catch me next time. I release this podcast 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And you can find me on Spotify, or any of your other pod site listening platforms, as well as on YouTube. Till then, see ya.